Today's guest wants Americans to know the serious danger of compulsive eating. Obesity is now the leading cause of preventable disease. It has even surpassed smoking. But solutions to the problem of obesity often fall short. Diets only work as long as we're on them, and surgeries are risky and irreversible. Today's guest is a physician board certified in internal medicine whose primary focus is mind, body, and spiritual healing. Dr. Mary Ann Wallace has developed mindful eating classes, offering participants the opportunity to explore the roots of their eating habits. Dr. Wallace, welcome to the Northwest Passage.
Thank you. It is so good to be here, and I'm delighted to be here during a telethon. My gosh.
Yeah, we're happy you're here during a radiothon, too. Folks who might be, you know, sitting around, maybe eating a bowl of chips, they might think about making that
call instead.
That's right. If we may, just start with you telling us, what's a typical experience for a participant in a mindful eating class?
Yeah, great question. Well, oftentimes people who come to these classes expect answers. Most of the people who come to the classes have tried diets. Most of them are frustrated and know that they need to be doing something different, and most of them really know what good nutrition already, they know the basics. But what we do in the class that is different is explore the roots of the habits that people have around food and eating that many people have never thought about. And so for many people, it's a brand new experience to start to ask themselves certain questions. And I have two different kinds of classes that I teach. One is over a period of 6 weeks, so they're hour and a half long classes, and the other is done over a weekend. And so obviously that's a little bit more intensive, and they're designed a little bit differently, but no matter where the participants come to the class, they can expect that they will be exploring the roots of their own habits.
When you talk about the roots of the habits, okay, mm-hmm. So if we could get a little deeper into that. I mean, everyone eats. We must eat. It's crucial. So are you talking specifically about folks? I mean, for example, are most of the participants in your courses obese?
Actually not. That's another very interesting question. I've had people in the classes who are obviously obese. Most people are frustrated with their relationship with food. They'll gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight. And I have some people who come who are actually anorexic. And so, you know, the whole spectrum of difficulty mm-hmm. with eating isn't just about being overweight. It's about knowing that we have habits of eating that we don't want to have. We've made a commitment to ourselves to not eat something or to break certain habits, break the snacking habit, break the excessive fat, the fast food habit, the diet the soda pop habit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we find ourselves, in spite of ourselves, doing exactly what we said we wouldn't. So when I talk about getting to the roots, I'm talking about when we make commitments with ourselves or say that we are or are not going to do something and then we do the opposite, there's always a reason for that. And most of the time that reason is outside of our absolute conscious awareness. And that requires certain techniques. I use some regression, a little bit of hypnosis, a little bit of journaling, you know, self-exploration techniques. So I have a master's in counseling as well. We didn't talk about that, but I use some of those skills in exploring the roots.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Wallace mentioned your book comes with a CD as well. What is that about?
Yes. The classes always include a certain number of meditations. Of course, it's mindful, based on mindfulness, and that originates from mindful meditation practice to deepen our awareness of the sensations of the body and what we're doing, basically mm-hmm. increase mindfulness. I also do a number of regression exercises in the class, and because those have been consistent through the years, I went into a studio and professionally made mm-hmm. a CD to duplicate the exercises that are used in every class. So not only can the reader of the book read about the exercises and do these on paper, but they can also listen to the CD as a form of meditation. So I believe, if I recall, there are 5 tracks on that CD, and so lots of opportunity to continue the work. I also developed this book and the CD for people so that if they do take the class, they can continue to do the work with mm-hmm. themselves, because it's an ongoing project.
Right. Uh-huh. I like to say I only exercise on the days that I eat. So far, it has worked for me. It's kept me alive. So I would put that little piece of advice out there for the rest of you. And again, it's Mindful Eating, Mindful Life. We've been, thank you for being here.
Oh, a great pleasure.
Thank you, too. Dr. Mary Ann Wallace will be at a free book signing this Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. at Oceana Natural Food Co-op in Newport. Then on Saturday, she'll hold a workshop and a mindful lunch. And that will be at the Newport Recreation Center, of course, in Newport. There will be a couple of other proceeding workshops after that.
Correct.
And they can get that information
on my web page. Actually, I'll be in Yahats in May, and the web is www.mariannwallace.com, mariannwallace.com.
Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you.